Hello, lovers. Welcome to our romp with Ms. Lynn Bixenspan, live from the UCB Theater in Chelsea. Now, due to a technical flub on my part, we lost the recording of the first few moments, so I'll catch you up before diving into the episode. Me and Diana hit the stage like hot fire. Crowd went wild, we vamped for a bit, and we intro'd our third for the evening, Lynn Bixenspan. We discuss her favorite beverage, iced tea, and we reveal that to wine and dine her, we almost got her Snapple iced tea, but instead brought her some hip iced tea, I don't know, Pure Leaf maybe or something like that, I don't know. Then we check in with our bastard son slash producer, Haas. And that's where the recording begins, so enjoy.
Thank you for coming out today.
Hey, a fun fact, I heard Wendy, remember from Snapple?
Oh, yes.
Not a good tipper.
Ooh, no.
Share that with you. Anyway, thank you for honoring me on this.
Wait, Wendy?
We honor you.
She was the spokesperson for a while. Wait,
do you mean for Wendy's?
No. Her name was Wendy the Snapple Lady. I can't.
Remember the Snapple Lady?
Jeez.
I don't.
Did she work for them?
Why would they?
She supposedly worked for them, right? Was she a real person?
I mean, I'm not a Snapple man. I'm just...
Pull up the facts.
All right.
Haas, you're loose tonight. Where were you before this?
Oh, yeah. I had an office party. I really gave it to him. You know, I think I said too much.
I love how you gaze into the audience on that office party as if that was a real...
Wait, you don't work in an office. Whose office party were you at?
A friend of mine's.
You snuck in.
I don't know them. But I felt like I needed to tell a few people a thing or two about their attitudes.
All right. Get some fun facts pulled up about Wendy. All
right. I'll
she bombed an abortion clinic, I believe. Might be the first thing you can find out.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why she's not the spokesperson anymore.
They
because they were like, that's too much. You
even
know,
for
like,
us.
Yeah.
Or she blew herself up by accident.
Ooh.
I don't know, but...
We can only Google it.
Are you single?
I am.
Looking to mingle?
Yeah,
cool. How do you find dating around the holidays?
Around the holidays specifically? I don't know if there's any a lot of people are out of town. That's like a pretty deep observation that I found about dating. And yeah, that's pretty, well, okay, I'm Jewish, so my parents live on Long Island, I'm from Long Island, so I don't really go anywhere, so it's just kind of like, if you know, I guess anybody I would hang out with who would still be here around the holidays would either be Jewish or, like, hate their family.
Yeah.
So that's something to take into account, you know,
definitely
here around the holidays.
Did you see any foxy SantaCon Santa
walking
around
today?
That's
an oxymoron. Like,
is that today?
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
There was one in here.
Oh.
They chased him out because he passed out over there.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to profile people by their... costume, but yeah.
Hey,
no,
Wendy the Zabba Lady, she was into cocaine in the 80s. I found an article.
Who wasn't?
Google who wasn't into cocaine in the 80s.
It's on people.com, so it's gotta be true.
Alright, people.com.
Wait, that's what it, like, is that all
the
says about her?
This is the headline. Wendy the Snapple Lady shares her path from severe cocaine addiction to overnight fame.
Oh.
So she overcame the odds.
So the coke came first?
Yeah, she was the cokehead, and then she was the Wendy the Snapple Lady.
See, I would think you'd, like, hit it big and then spend all your money on fun drugs and just, like, fuck and suck and then die.
No, she did that first, and then she was the spokesperson.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm. Wait, so was she, I felt like in my head that she was supposed to be an employee. Is she an actor, or was she an employee? Am I making this up?
Is she a flow situation? Is she a Wendy? Like, is she real?
Yeah, she works for Snapple.
Okay,
so she doesn't really, so all of this time.
I believed it, too.
I believed it, especially, I guess I was younger. I mean, I used to be younger. I don't know about you guys. And so I think I thought that, you know, that she was a real employee, and now I feel like I'm being let down.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're welcome.
Well, you got one fact. Thank you, Haas.
Subway Jared really ruined, like,
spokespeople
for me.
Yeah, spokes just went downhill from there.
Goodbye, spokes. Well, what do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Yes.
What do we do here, Lover? Don't ask me, I'm asking you.
Well, we pull some articles from the headlines to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. Real quick, too, is anyone here dating in the holidays? Anyone here come here on a date, or is everyone here single? Any single cons? No? All right, we're covered.
No Santas.
No
unless
Santas.
They're hiding their hats and their
all
pants.
Singles. All right, so, well, this is about Santa. This,
it is.
This article comes to us from the New York Daily News. The title of this one is, There Is No Santa Claus for Sex Offenders in Texas.
Stop on the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again.
Yes, and Claus here is spelled C-L-A-U-S-E in the title because police arrested a convicted sex offender dressed as Santa Claus after he was spotted working at a Texas McDonald's, posing for photos with children inside the fast food joint, but they eventually let him go.
Yeah, apparently in Texas, convicted sex offenders can't drive a taxi or work in amusement parks, but they can dress as Santa and party with kids. Oh, so Claus, all right.
Like there is no
New York Daily News.
Claus. Yeah, they're very clever.
Got it.
Basically, like, there's all these things to protect people from pedos, but you can dress as Santa and have kids on your lap.
Are you allowed to impersonate a Santa?
Yeah, they're saying you are.
Mm. There should be some sort of legality.
I mean, I feel like that's, like, just, like, taking someone's identity.
Yeah,
but, I mean, would the real Santa please stand up? There isn't one.
He was escorted out of here earlier, I think.
That was him.
But how can you tell? It's, like, a really a Where's Waldo type situation, especially
right.
During Santa.
Well, that one was covered in his own feces, so I don't think that was him.
No.
I hope the real Santa Claus is rarely covered in his own feces.
Yeah, he has elves to clean up. His demands.
Absolutely. Maybe on Easter. Basically, I think this is really fucked up.
Yeah, of all the jobs that you can and can't have, I guess, what is it, mall Santa? I mean, what's the...
Well, he was working at McDonald's, but he wore a Santa outfit to work and then, like, went out to the playpen area and was creeping around.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, I feel like he's flagrantly violating their uniform policy. You know.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
First and foremost, McDonald's uniform
get him
policy.
On a,
yeah, I mean, that's one thing you could,
yep.
You know.
Fire
yeah, pedophilia,
yeah.
Like, that's an issue as well. But, like, clearly, like, not, yeah, not, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you get that beard in the fryer? I mean, that's trouble for everybody.
Yeah.
It would go up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the happy arches on the shirt? They're not there.
Nope.
Interesting.
There's a lot of things to consider with this gentleman.
But it's a nice loophole for all you perverts out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Go Santa. If you can't get a job driving a cab.
Haas is taking notes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even need to be dressed as Santa. You can just sit on my lap.
Wait, what? That's not...
Wait, Santa sits on your lap in this fucking depraved scenario.
Oh, no, I was just more thinking, I mean, just get, hop on top of it.
Mm. All right. That office party got to you.
What were you
I told them a thing or two about what I think about.
You didn't even work there. You just stumbled into the Snapple
know.
Offices.
I mean, it's just this guy, he's just, like, so rude to me. I mean, I don't work here.
That's fair.
What did he say to you that was rude?
He was like, may I take your jacket?
He's like, sir, you're drinking a lot. And I was like, shut up.
Wow.
You told
did
him.
Did you get
off.
Your friend fired?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to go in there Monday morning.
No.
That's true. Like, everyone should just, like, go to someone else's office party. Like, if you have to go to an office party, you should just, like, do training. You know what I mean? Because,
yep.
Like, you'll embarrass yourself around people you never have to see again.
Exactly. Because you know you're going to make a mess of it, but you just don't want to do it on your... You don't shit where you eat is the old...
Yeah, and nobody is going to, like, tell you, like... There's enough people that they're probably not going to be like, wait, you don't work. They'll just be like, oh, I've never seen you before.
But if you're on a picnic, yep. You can take a shit.
That's also true.
I was at an office party, but it wasn't a holiday party. This was like 10 years ago, and I got a little sassy with my boss.
Mm.
But he was like a notorious kind of like womanizer, and I feel like all that, you forget to like put on your game face when you've had like 16 margaritas, you know? Mm-hmm. And
there's an
like,
office party, the margaritas come out.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a Christmas party. It might have been a Cinco de Mayo situation.
Okay.
The famed Cinco de Mayo office party.
So look,
15
times a year the office throws a party, and sometimes you get a little loose-lipped.
Yeah.
I think
Haas, what were you drinking at this party?
I could get my hands on. They were passing around champagne. There's punch,
okay.
Beer.
At what point did you demand the boss get into a Santa costume and sit on your lap? I'm trying to figure out the timeline here.
It's really, honestly, it's fuzzy for me.
Wait, is punch like what we call jungle juice now that we're all adults? Because
yeah.
I feel like you don't know what is in punch.
No, it's
so
classy. It was in a crystal bowl. I served it in a cup.
It's punch, yeah. It's jungle juice for adults.
Cool.
It was just Everclear and Kool-Aid. Is
but
all
I
these,
demanded
right?
the boss just tell me what he thinks about this shirt, and he did not feel like he needed to.
No,
so,
I mean, it's
that's
a fine
where
shirt.
Started, okay?
That's all such right. a boring shirt to comment on.
Yeah, to demand that someone else's boss comment on.
His was really flashy.
Well, it's his Christmas party.
How flashy was it?
Holiday party.
How flashy was it? It has snowflakes.
Cool. Lynn, do you have any fun office holiday party stories?
So I was just thinking about that. Well, first I want to say I like the idea that there would be Everclear in, like, an office Christmas party.
Yeah.
Like, why associate that with just, like, shitty college, like, trying to get people really, really drunk because you can't
yeah.
taste how... And I mean, one of the drunkest times I've ever been, I definitely was drinking Everclear. God, office girl. Like, I don't know. Oh, I mean, I've been, like, freelance. I do freelance copyright. I mean, I'm, like, only a performer. And I...
Everclear is awesome.
The band?
And the liquor.
The booze is in first place, but I say the band in a distant second.
I liked Everclear in the beginning, the band. Remember Heroin Girl?
Wait, that was them?
Yeah, and then they went into, like, Daddy gave
all
me
all their songs
baby.
Were, like, they all their songs sound the same. Like,
they're the same.
Yeah.
My friend, Allison, lives next door to Art Alexakis, the lead singer of that band.
Yeah.
And we used to go outside of his house in middle school and scream his own songs at him.
So you used to be like, follow up.
Yeah, and his wife would come out and be like, please, stop, please.
Was she, like, really pained? She was like,
yeah.
I have to hear it all the time anyway.
Well,
I don't need to hear it again.
It was the middle of the night, and they had kids.
Oh, that,
and
yeah.
It was, like,
yeah,
hey,
right.
And we would, like, scream on them, and we did it over and over. I would bully Everclear.
Yeah, that's terrible, because really, like, his dad did some terrible things to him, and then, you know, he was victimized again.
Is
right?
that-
I was so young, I didn't know.
No, I understand. It's
I was, like, fame-struck.
Yeah, you were just, like, happy to see him, and he was, yeah, no.
Yeah,
or not seeing him, or...
We're
just happy to be in his...
Presence.
Aura.
Yeah.
You know, all his songs are about, like, his dad stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
heroin.
Yeah, and dad stuff that calls heroin.
Yep.
Right.
And then teenagers screaming outside of his home.
But that's a classic. You see someone you're, like, so enamored of, and you just scream at them songs.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've all done that.
When I've seen, like, famous people that I like, I just kind of am like, I know what I'm talking to them because, like, they're never going to be my friend in real life, so what's the point in, like, even talking to them?
Right.
You know, because I feel like I'd just be like, I don't like having the kind of interactions with famous people where you're just like, hey, I really like your stuff. Thank you so much. Like,
yeah.
I just, like, I'm just like, if I can't have it all and I can't be really close to them, like, I just don't even want to get a taste of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're going to want more.
I respect that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I remember, like, I had this, like, huge crush throughout high school on Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
Mm. Oh, good
mm-hmm.
one.
And I was so into him, and I was, like, I would, like, put on their albums, and, like after school,
Operation
like...
Operation Ivy.
Yeah, Up
Keep
Ivy,
gone.
Too. Yeah.
Keep going.
That's
enough, Haas.
Yeah, so then he was in Not By Me before that. But yeah, then I would, like, put on the album after school with, like, my best friend. And, like, we would both go to our houses in college, and they'd be like, okay, we have our 5 CD changers. Let's press play at the exact same time and sing along to the whole album. And that's a really cool thing if you guys want to, like, do it even now.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So
it holds up.
I think that's a fun thing. But yeah, so I remember I was at Lollapalooza. And on Randall's Island, and I saw him, and he was, like, close to, like, he was just, like, watching another band. And he was, like, close enough for me to, like, go and talk to him. Like,
touch,
and
touch.
Other people, yeah, and other people were, like, you know, going up and talking to him and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, I love him. I have all these pictures of him. And I, like, seriously thought about writing him a letter to ask him to come to prom with me.
Wow.
Yes.
And my best friend was going to go with Lars. I was like, oh, thank you. But, yeah, and then I just looked at him, and I was, like, thinking, like, but... you'll never truly love me, so I must just leave you be, you know?
Yeah, that's very mature.
It is.
I feel like I would just, like, go for the dick.
Yeah.
Or, like, defeatist. I'm not sure.
I have a question.
Maturity is all about accepting that nothing
good happens.
The short,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that is.
Mature.
You get old and beaten down. I had an ex-boyfriend who had, I believe it was the Operation Ivy, like, one of their symbols, and it was, like, a silhouette of a person. And it
yeah,
said,
that's like the cover of
and
their
it said
house.
Unity
yeah.
under.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he had that tat, like, huge right here, and then he was, like, shirtless at my parents' house once, like, and my mom was like, I just don't know why his tattoo says nudity. And it said unity.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, Mom.
She just had a moment where she...
And she just, like, had a mini and couldn't read and was, like, very upset.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be, like, just getting, like, a tattoo that said, like, boob on your boob, you know?
Yeah, it's overkill.
Shit. This is a mailbag.
Oh my god.
Man, we just got a fucking
listener love
messages.
We got people coming in.
So
kind of like your show Relationship, we pretend to be therapists. That was a real ham.
I can't even imagine. Flew in. What the fuck?
So just like on your show,
story.
We pretend to be the nudity tat just blown out. The hell of it. So we try to give advice. People tweet in, they email us. Apparently someone just
tweet in.
It just like landed in my lap.
And we're not great at giving advice. We hope you can help us.
Okay.
Lynn, you're an expert. We need your help.
I mean, I do have half a master's degree in psychology.
Oh,
wow.
That's so, five times the master's degrees we have, so do the math on that. Haas, who do we have?
Our first question comes from Sandy in Red Hook, Brooklyn, via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.
Local.
Says... I'm dreading going home with my boyfriend for the holidays. His parents are super religious, and to be honest, it's pretty creepy. Any survival tips?
Ooh.
Religious for the holidays.
Murph's parents have an oil painting of Jesus Christ in their house.
It's true.
But I've never felt like anyone is pushing religious.
No.
He's actually really hot, and we just call him the hot Jesus.
Hot Jesus. It is the best... It's the most handsome depiction of Jesus Christ I've ever seen.
Hot.
He's got the blue eyes. I got the brown eyes rather than the blue-eyed, pale-skinned Jesus we see often. He's got the brown eyes. He's a brown skin. Very attractive Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I mean, that's as much as I can remember.
So if they have a sexy oil painting of Jesus Christ in their house, then you're all right.
Lynn, have you ever felt like you had to deal with religious people?
I have... For some reason, primarily dated guys who came from very religious backgrounds. Mm. Like, my ex-boyfriend had a promise ring, which meant, like, he was, like, in the celibacy club or whatever it's called in high school. I think that's what it's called. And, like,
did he still have it when you were dating?
It's weird. He had the ring, but, like, he just kept it as, like, it was, like, a Kladar ring. You know those rings that, like, you turn it depending on, like, if you're dating someone, if you're married.
Yeah, like, Irish.
So, at the time, it was kind of cute because he, like, reappropriated it and made it, like, my heart is this way, so, like, you can't date anybody else kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, I put a ring on you, and, like, you didn't even, like, I don't know, whatever.
So
although
you had sex?
We had sex, like, a lot. No, we had sex. Nice. We did sex.
Sorry.
We weren't even married.
Did you ever, like, meet families or you felt like...
Well, no, I've never, like, I feel like most of them, like, they became less religious and also their families became less religious over time.
Yeah.
So I haven't met, like, a super religious family. This is probably the reason that I'm not in a relationship, but because my automatic response to hearing that was, just don't go. And that's, like, not the right response.
Right.
That seems mature, though. I think, again, a mature response, I would say.
My suggestion, just say you're illiterate. So it covers you across all religions. You just don't, you can't read.
You can't read, and you have never heard of any of these traditions?
Well, you might have heard of it.
Oh,
you don't know well.
I mean, I think there's plenty of people who are very, who are religious who have never read the Bible.
Yes.
Like, and just heard things about it.
Right.
Again, just kind of like, you know, this fake news, but about the Bible. I think misquoted.
Yeah.
So pretend you can't read. I think we saw.
Or that. Don't go.
Or don't go.
Wait, because you have the bell, you can't just say it's whatever your advice is.
Oh, that's not how it works? Okay.
No.
All right.
Oh, or just don't bring up religion.
No, they're going to push it on you.
Talk about it, but say
you're
can't
suck.
Read.
Well, I would say it would be more like have your boyfriend talk to them up front if they think it's going to be an issue and, like, you know, try to settle it like that. Like, if, you know, I think that the
like
boyfriend should be the person who talks about it if it's been an issue.
Or you can do this, you're like, what? I don't even know. Yeah.
What?
Okay, let's read this next question. All right, so this is from Cameron in Santa Fe, New Mexico, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. See, I can barely read.
Did you say Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. Cam asks, last year I got blackout drunk and put a candy cane up my ass at my friend's holiday party. How do I drink a reasonable amount this year but still enjoy myself?
Wait, Haz, did you write that question?
No.
Yeah, what happened tonight? Well, also, I guess...
I can't read or write. So.
Wait, was it a... Wait.
Also, I guess it was not an enjoyable experience is what we're to believe from this.
Does it up your ass? Is that what this
you gotta
is?
Remember,
or on your ass?
You gotta remember it's up there because if you sit down, it's painful.
Which side did he put up? The hook?
Ooh, that's ambitious. I like that.
Well, this is
a little navigation.
Cameron, so I have no idea.
Okay, well, I would say that...
Haz is like asking for someone on Facebook.
Haz is like, I actually put it in sideways.
Yeah.
It was just like 10 inches.
I mean, if you leave the wrapper on it, too, there's no jagged
Ooh,
splinters.
No,
no
I feel
the
like that,
wrapper's
like,
a little...
Like, a wrapper feels like it would like give you micro abrasions.
Well,
yeah,
the wrapper right. on candy canes can actually be really sharp.
Yeah, you're
You know
right,
where they
right.
like suction dry it at the ends?
I know,
it's
like, a little... Cool.
Also, like that minty kind of candy cane, like mentholy or... It's not exactly mint, but minty and like mucous membranes...
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
that would be a good
burn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A little bit
That's
too
like
much
when you
menthol.
Use toothpaste as lube and then you have an infection.
It's just
yep.
like that, yeah.
It's, we've solved so many issues with that.
Well, okay, so I would say this is maybe overanalyzing this little tiny bit of information I know about this person, mm-hmm. but I feel like this is a larger problem.
Yeah.
Not because of, I'm not shaming people who put things in their ass at all. But, like, so it doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with this person saying, like, I'm afraid I'm going to drink too much. But they're saying it's, like, only on this one occasion. But if you have to, like, write a question in to us, you know, to ask us why when you
probably
should
drink. Probably not the first time.
Yeah, it's probably a larger issue.
Yep.
So I'm going to say don't drink at the party.
Ooh, no drinks?
Yep.
Just maybe don't
How
drink
How is he
going
to talk to people?
I would say if you do drink, there are hundreds of thousands, I would even say millions of things you could put in your ass other than a candy cane that would end up in a pleasurable experience rather
that's
than
true.
Whatever you
yeah,
experienced.
Like something that's supposed to explicitly, maybe bring something that's supposed
yes.
to explicitly go in
Be
your
prepared,
ass.
Be prepared, yep.
Go to like your local, you know,
bring
Toy City Baby, whatever.
Prepares, like...
Yeah, or just bring like a dildo or like a little, an
mm-hmm.
egg.
What
yep.
about like a butt plug? Like covering KY, but you just like hide it in a centerpiece,
uh-huh.
and it's there if it comes up.
Oh, so it has the theme, the holiday theme involved.
Oh,
you're like, wow, this is so
ordinary.
Crazy.
Look at this butt plug painted in white and red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stripes.
Yeah, no, that works, and I feel like then you're like just like a fun person at the party with. I don't. Yeah, it's a problem. The candy cane is the problem that putting stuff up. I think
we solved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think
fine.
Going back to the question, don't drink too much and make a ass plug ornament.
Yeah.
Plug.
I feel like maybe it's not good that like my answers were both like don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
just, great.
Like,
no, that's,
don't do that.
Sometimes you need on the two shoulders. You
All right. So our last question. Oh, Kate DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio. K Dog wonders. The heat went out in my building, so I've been masturbating to stay warm. Not even a question.
That's the end of
we
it?
We always
heat?
Get
no,
non-questions on Twitter.
Yeah.
People are just like, I have a day.
I mean, yeah, it works.
Great, congratulations.
Any sort of physical exertion, I think, keeps you warm, right?
I think if you masturbate too many times in a row, you would get like... A raw
What
odor,
a wise tale are you selling? I mean, a wise? You go
that's
wide?
Not a wet. No, I was saying it could get sore.
Oh, sore, yes.
Well,
no,
it's
soreness.
So helpful. It can do so many things. Like, I recently was trying to sleep. I couldn't get to bed, so I jerked off, and it was helpful.
Yeah,
but you told
the
us
masturbatory
the story,
idea.
And that's not the end of it. You tried to jerk off next to your girlfriend.
Sure.
But you couldn't. So then you went to
sure.
the bathroom, and you jerked off looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
No, didn't go to the bathroom. Let's just clarify. Since this has been open now, let's
Don't
just clarify
try
the details
to, like,
of this
not
story.
Tell the story.
Yeah.
Lady passed out next to you in bed. Tried to masturbate in bed, but couldn't really get into it because you didn't want to disturb her.
She was right there.
Great.
Yeah.
So then you get out. You didn't want to go to the bathroom because the fan, I think is what you said,
like
you were distracted.
It's loud, the overhead
right.
fan. So I went behind the wardrobe.
Leaned on the wardrobe still in the room, but then locked eyes with
the Ew, I thought you were in the bathroom. You were just leaning on a wardrobe?
Sure.
Still in the boudoir.
So,
locked eyes with yourself.
Yeah, it's...
Finished, but then went to bed.
It's good if you gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think I could come looking at you.
There's that.
Well, I think we solved that.
That's good advice.
If you're trying to come, don't look Kaz dead in the eyes.
Alright.
Well, yeah. I like that you still at least rang it. Not with much enthusiasm, but
all right.
I appreciate that.
Gotta do it.
Alright, we've answered some listener questions, but now we have some questions for our guest.
Oh, shit.
Alright, bring it.
Alright, Lynn. This is called Six Sections. They're just six rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Alright.
Alright. Six Sections begins now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
I guess it would be if my own mattress.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God. Not recent, I don't have that many, but historically I was, like, obsessed with Matthew Lillard, and I rented all of his, like, really bad movies from Blockbuster.
SLC Punk.
All right. Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Extraordinary. Once a month.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
Just, like, a bunch of poop.
If you had to... what's the sexiest animal?
Human. Does that achieve?
No, that definitely counts. If you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
Oh, my God. I don't know why this came into my head, but clearly I would just do a rendition of Tomorrow from Annie, because, like, Annie steals all of our hearts.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wait,
oh,
do
yes.
it right now.
I'll love you until tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Are we going to sing the whole song?
Heart stolen. That was amazing.
I would love to, but we can't.
Well,
that was amazing.
That was amazing. We've done that damn near 200 times. That is the first time anyone has ever said human being, which is always the answer.
Why don't they say it? They're always like, seal pup.
I don't know. Maybe they don't conceptualize humans as animals, and maybe I'm just, like, much more advanced than
I think you are.
Wow.
I think you are.
Obviously, quality over quantity with the orgasms.
Yes.
Great decision.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Lillard. Sorry I said no.
No, it's fine. I just can't think of a current celebrity. He's not my crush anymore, but, like, I used to be really obsessed with Scream.
Yeah.
I know you said SLC Punk. I'm not, like, a huge SLC Punk fan, even though I talked about Rancid. I, like, really just, like, was really into him in Scream.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, rented, like, a lot of terrible, terrible, bad, like, really bad movies.
I like that crush. It's very specific.
Yeah. Just floated into my mind one of the best Lillard performances I've ever seen. It's a Law & Order SVU episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's a creepy guy with, like, his...
With,
his
mother
mom,
is, Jesus Christ.
Wait, remind me of...
Is it, like, Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett, yeah. It's Carol Burnett is his mother, and Lillard is his son.
It's not his mom, though. And he's their, like, assistant, but they fuck. And she keeps killing her husband.
Yeah. What?
They have a mommy-son relationship.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
It just came back to me. I love it.
That was Lillard really bringing it on Law & Order SVU is what I thought of.
He was like, you can't go in there. She's having her cocktail.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch this.
I mean, yeah. If you're a Lillard fan, it's
I don't
a
know if I am anymore, though. You know, it's been so long.
Well, Carol Burnett, we're talking about Annie. It's coming full circle.
Wow.
I think we just solved your sexuality.
Yeah, I'm going to go date Matthew Lillard and Carol Burnett.
It's perfect.
What do you say we slip on over to Horny Homage or Horny Homage or however you want to say it?
Let's do it. Because it's like 15 sound effects.
Yep, it's really just morning DJ style. Haz, what are we doing here?
Well, I'm not Haz.
No, but you should explain the segment.
All right.
I'll explain the subject.
Great. Haz is fading. We gotta go.
So this is a little game called Horny Homage. And what we do here is take a non-erotic subject, and we each must write a sexy poem or horny homage about said subject. So, Haz, what's our subject this evening?
Also, that guy in the office was a real jerk anyway. All right, this evening we'll be writing...
We'll make sure he listens to this.
Fuck that guy. We'll be writing naughty odes about reindeer, all right? So you'll have 2 minutes to do so. While you write, we have this cool video for our audience to watch. Could that, cue that up, please.
All right. So we have 2 minutes, guys.
I'm gonna start 2 minutes.
Sexy poem about reindeer.
And
with music too, yeah.
This guy assumed that he's watched sports. It's like, I don't care about that shit. I don't know anything about baseball, Randall.
Psilocybin mushrooms that the deer enjoy eating.
Yeah, oh, you guys should check that out with sound on YouTube.
Without that weird little holiday number we put over it. Reindeer enjoy eating psilocybin mushrooms. All right.
They do. Reindeer love to trip. It's cool. Who goes first?
I'll go.
Murph.
Okay. This is poetry.
I'll be the judge of this segment, and I'll decide the winner.
Okay.
You seem like you're in good shape for that.
The deer, no, Sinterklaas. The reindeer, when it rains, it pours deer. They are the only species that matters when you need a sled pulled around the universe. God, Jesus, save your soul, sweet Sinterklaas, for it is the deer who will rain on you.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, it got dark.
Whoa, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that
there's
good.
A lot of
the music
going on there. You heard some Jesus.
Yeah, got it all.
Heard of them. Haven't read about them. All right.
You illiterate
Diana,
bastard.
Let's go. Hey, how dare you?
All right.
Diana, let's go to you.
I do a similar kind of like wordplay thing.
Mm.
All right, let's see. Reindeer, more like vain deer, or like vain dick.
Hell yeah.
Big veiny dick, pointy prick.
Nice.
Take a lick. No thanks. I'll just have a rain beer, a fame beer, a famous beverage, a lone carb, a lone star.
Wow, those puns were
really
fire.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Right,
I mean,
Lynn.
I don't know. I feel
it's
like some heat with this. I mean, I know it's not a competition, but like obviously everything.
Oh, it is.
So yeah, okay.
It's a hot competition being judged by a drunk lunatic.
And I'm decreeing.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, I went for more of like an immature like poetry rhymes kind of like because I you know like when you're a kid and you do like think poetry rhymes. So, okay,
sounds good.
Antlers in my anus. That's what sexy pain is.
Nice.
Your big red nose makes me curl up my toes. Do reindeer have butts?
Wow!
Yes! I love that.
Thank you.
Wow, I have to pick a winner. I mean...
Do you?
Yeah. The winner's Lynn.
Yes! Oh,
thank you, but I feel like you're just saying that.
No, you talked about butts. I like that stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
you like butts? I like butts. butts.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, what do you want to talk about, butts? I mean, they're great.
Well, we already talked about putting, you know, things up your butt. I mean, that's a whole thing. I can talk about that for hours.
You could talk about stuff with the butt for hours.
Well, we should get together again and talk about that, because that sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
I also love that you, of all the mature statements and advice you've given tonight, you said you weren't immature, but then the first line of the poem was antlers and anus, because I thought of when you were saying immature, like when kids rhyme poetry, I thought of the classroom, and then I thought of that first line. I was like, I would love
I
to
loved
be that
the
teacher
alliteration.
That. Yeah, it was
the
great.
The antlers and the anus.
It was
oh,
really
thank
great.
You, thank you. Powerful. Evocative.
Meaningful. Well, weirdly, after that wonderful poem, we should be so happy, but I feel a little bit sad.
I do feel sad, because we have to say goodbye to our
oh,
wonderful
no.
guests and our wonderful audience.
Guys, we love you.
Yes,
but
we love you all.
Our lovely audience doesn't have to say goodbye to Ms. Bixenspan.
No,
just hit
no.
up Lynn Bixenspan. Am I saying that right?
Yep. Good job.
Hit up LynnBixenspan.com for more Lynn and follow her at Lynn Bixenspan.
Also, do not miss the Relationship December Holiday Sparkle Edition. That's December 9th at QED in Astoria.
Thank you, Lynn.
Is that right?
Yeah, just...
Don't miss it. Get a goddamn time machine.
Going in January.
Go
it's
back.
Second week in January on Friday. QED. Whatever. Okay.
Second week in January.
I never know what day it is, what month it is. Someone handed me this card, and I just said, well, it was our
all right. Well, good night, everyone. Happy holidays.
Thank
yes.
you.
Stay warm out there. We love you. Thank you, Lynn.
Good night, Mariah.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.